Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, people around the world began holding up at home, stocking up on supplies as the focus on the pandemic is growing toward more isolation. The CDC is recommending no gatherings over 50 people for 8 weeks. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates to near zero, unveiling a sweeping plan intended to curb the economic fallout of the coronavirus. The guidelines for gatherings came as New York City, Los Angeles, many other cities and states announcing restrictions. We have restaurants now asked to shut down. We have U.S. hospitals possibly forced to ration medical care, as facilities in Italy and China have. And right now, many Americans in a state of shock. I couldn't believe when I walked into the local supermarket, Alan, on Friday, and there wasn't a paper product on a shelf.
I know, David, this is as bad as anything I have seen in my relatively long lifetime, that's for sure. And people are very, very concerned, as they should be. The more concern, the more that they will take the appropriate actions. Israel looks like they're going to cut out all public transportation. Gatherings of, I think, 5 or 10 are prohibited. It makes things in other places look not substantial. Listen, this has to be fought, and our hearts are open to all of those who can't make it. Anything that people can do within reason to help others is so important. But it is a very, very tough time for Americans and for the rest of the world. The good news, if it's to be believed, is that in Wuhan, China, they who started early seem to be coming out of it. At least that's what they're saying. So it does look like this kind of thing might have a natural end. But for us right now is a terrible situation, and we all know it. The thing is, panic doesn't help, but caution does.
Let's talk about President Trump and the coronavirus for a minute, Alan. We have the arc of the president's comments over time. In the course of a few weeks, says the AP, President Donald Trump went from confidently assuring Americans his administration had the coronavirus outbreak very well under control to declaring a national emergency that has upended every facet of American life. And this constant conversation we've been having about leadership in a time of crisis.
Well, that's right, David. This is a president who said in the beginning that this was a Democratic plot. Now he's saying, well, what he meant by that was that it was a Democratic plot to exploit the situation as opposed to the coronavirus being a plot in itself. Whatever, it was not a good thing for him to have said. I happen to believe that he meant what he said, which is the entire virus was a hoax perpetrated by the Democrats. It's just beyond the ball. First, he sets up the vice president to be in charge, perhaps as the fall guy. The vice president does a relatively good job of assembling some of the great experts, Fauci and others, in the government. And all of a sudden, Trump starts to show up, saying, I'll have some of this, please. It is the weakest leadership that this country has ever had, that's clear. And Trump alternates between this is a national emergency and this is something that can easily be handled or it will go away. You know what? It's despicable that when you have leadership that it falters the way that we are seeing in national government right now.
Meanwhile, the two candidates are running to unseat President Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Senator Bernie Sanders held a debate last night. Surreal in and of itself. No audience. The moderators separated from the two candidates. The two candidates separated by more than 6 feet. They did not shake hands, showing their acknowledgement, of course, and opening with a debate. They sought to cast themselves as best positioned to lead the nation through a global pandemic. They united in their criticism of President Donald Trump's response, and Biden appeared determined to keep focus on the general election. Says the Associated Press, he committed for the first time to select a woman as his running mate if he becomes the Democratic nominee. Sanders said after Biden's announcement he would in all likelihood do the same.
Well, look, this is now Biden's to lose. Biden's position is evolution. We are evolving as a nation, and we will continue to evolve. And that's why the Obama administration's approach to health care was what it was. Sanders, on the other hand, is basically calling for a political revolution. Whether the American public, in the midst of this pandemic, wants revolution as opposed to sensible answers is anybody's question. Look, Sanders has a lot of Democrats behind him. Biden, of course, has been doing extremely well, and the polls are going for Biden. You know, I wish I had more comfort in the Biden approach. Nevertheless, he is a guy who has earned his spurs, both as a senator and with a long history. And that is one of his problems, because people make concessions. They make deals in order to get legislation through. Bernie Sanders has never been part of that, but Biden has. And that leaves Biden exposed to previous votes in which, in order to get something done, he voted for something that he might have not liked. So that is why Bernie Sanders has an advantage in that Biden has a long record of making compromises, but compromises which led to things like Obamacare. So there's where this thing lies right now. I don't see that this debate has changed much. I think it's going to be what it's supposed to be, which is this major debate. But we have already known what positions were being staked out by both candidates. Revolution and revolutionary approach from Sanders, evolution with Biden.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us, and we'll be here for you to get through this time of challenge.
David, you're right. WAMC is going to be doing everything that it can to continue to bring you the kinds of local news and everything else that you expect. We will do what we can, and everybody has to do what they can to support WAMC right now. It's a time that this radio station needs to stay on the air, and we need your help. So, as we have said so many times, SOS stands for Save Our Station. We are all in this together. Let's remember that.